Peter, after healing a lame man in the temple, was brought before the Jewish leaders on trial for proclaiming the name of Jesus. And this is what he said. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified," that had to sting a little bit, "whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone." Referring to an Old Testament prophecy there. "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There is no other name but Jesus that brings salvation. And it's not that the name is special. There were other kids probably in that day named Jesus. It's the Greek form of Yeshua, Joshua from the Old Testament. Yahweh is salvation. But this Jesus the Christ, he says, the Messiah, the promised one of Nazareth, this Jesus, there is salvation in no one else, because the name, a name of a person, it wasn't just Bob and Judy and Joe and Sam. It was your name stood for who you were. Who you are. It was your identity. And Jesus claimed to be the one who was sent from his Father. He claimed to be the one who came down from heaven. He claimed to be God in the flesh. He claimed to be the I Am. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said, "I'm the door." He said, "I'm the light." He said, "I am." And so when Peter says there's no other name but the name of Jesus, that's everything Jesus is. God come in the flesh to die for my sins, crucified in my place, so that I can now enter into a relationship with the God of the universe. That's the good news. That's what we gather to remember. We have bread and juice that reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice for me, for you. He died in your place. We remember that. We reflect on that. We worship Him together. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to, as we reflect, as we meditate on who Jesus is, that the name of Jesus brings salvation, and there is no other way to be saved except through Jesus Christ. Let's pray and thank Him for that. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son to be my rescuer, my redeemer, my substitute. Jesus, thank You for gladly coming to become human so that You could take the place of us humans, bear our sins on that cross, pay for them in full, take them all away, so that now we can stand before the Father with great joy, accepted, forgiven, safe in You. Nothing can separate us from Your love. Thank You for dying in our place. Spirit, thank You for opening our eyes to see the beauty of the gospel, drawing us into a relationship with You. Thank You, Father, Son, and Spirit, for saving us, sinners that didn't deserve it, whom You so loved that You gave Your only Son. Thank You for this bread and this juice that reminds us of the sacrifice, Jesus, that You made for us. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me, for what you did for each one of us. We bow to you as our King. We worship you. We celebrate you. We remember your body broken for me, your blood shed for me. Thank you. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.